Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think there's a lot that we can learn from history. There's a lot that helps us put this crisis in perspective if we look at what previous generations of Americans and others around the world have dealt with. And when I said, let's find a historian who might be able to illuminate that for us, of course, immediately I thought of my old friend, gosh, for well over 25 years, Dan Roberts, who does the radio show A Moment in Time and who was on with us with his new book, Master American History in 1 Minute a Day. And Dan was kind enough to agree to come on. But you and I have not had a chance to trade emails or talk before this interview. So I don't know what you've dug up here, Dan. The ask that I had of you was, could you look at previous plagues and medical sweeping problems for different societies and tell us what lessons we can learn from them? What'd you find?
Well, good morning, John. I hope you and yours are doing well and safe and healthy. I'm at home, too.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm teaching the class, University of Richmond class this morning at noon, and I've already taught two of them from home. It's a challenge, both for the students and the faculty, but we're rising to the occasion.
That's good. Got to keep it going.
You bet. And I was thinking back on, from a historical perspective, that we really have four major pandemics, epidemics that have kind of assaulted us in the recent years. And I'm counting number four as the current one we're experiencing.
Okay.
But if you look back to the Black Death in the 14th century, beginning in 1348, about a third of the population of Europe was simply wiped out.
Wow!
I mean, you could tell the numbers of deaths as the epidemic or the pandemic spread up through Europe, beginning in Italy, and then sweeping through Spain, France, and then eventually reaching England. That was kind of the first one that reached the kind of public, the historians. Realization that we were dealing with something very unique. The next one was the flu pandemic of 1918, which was remarkable. It was called the Spanish flu, John, but that was a misnomer. It's really the American flu. It started at Camp Funston in Kansas with American troops preparing to go to fight the war in Europe. The amazing thing is that Spain told the truth about what was happening. And so when it roared back in the fall of 1918, there was a light experience in the spring of 1918, U.S. troops caught it. The government then took those troops who were infected and sent them to Europe. And so the Spanish flu, technically, came from American pigs, infected American soldiers, and was spread by U.S. military personnel deployed throughout the world during World War II. During World War I. So it really wasn't the Spanish flu. It was the American flu. And largely because President Wilson did not want, and it is a perfectly understandable reason, he did not want to delay the arrival of U.S. troops on European soil so they could affect the outcome of World War I. The irony is this, that when it spread with such devastating effect that 20 million people worldwide in a world population that is smaller, much smaller than the one we have today, mm-hmm. 20 million people died, including hundreds of thousands of Americans. And even President Wilson was not untouched. He probably caught and was infected with the so-called American/Spanish flu when he attended the Versailles Peace Conference in 1919.
Is that right?
So it lingered around for a period of time and had a much higher death rate than any experience that we've ever had with flu.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you is that when this first came on the radar, we started doing interviews on this show back in January. That was one of the questions I had was the death rate. Are we talking about 50% of the people dropping dead in the street, or is this going to be like what we seem to be experiencing, where people who are vulnerable because of age or other medical conditions drop dead? I hate to use that term. That's a little too flippant. Right. I shouldn't say that. But these past experiences, have the same vulnerable populations always been the ones that have made up the numbers of casualties and deaths?
Actually, the experience with the Spanish flu indicated that those with the strongest immune response often were reaped in the harvest. So youth did not protect them. Health did not protect them. Hmm. Medical strength did not protect them. It was just a vicious, terrible, incredible reaper of human lives. And not only, and as I said, 20 million people died in this outbreak. But I've heard estimates, and I don't want people to think this is what is going to happen, because we really don't know what's going to happen. But I've heard estimates out of some studies and epidemiological studies in Britain that indicate that maybe 2 million Americans may be affected, maybe die. So, yeah.
Dr. Birx pushed back on that a little bit yesterday, saying that was if we didn't do anything. But yeah, I mean, there are a lot of different tracks that this could take. And in our last minute, I cut you off. What was the last one you wanted to talk through?
Oh, was the AIDS epidemic in the 1970s and
80s.
And the reason that the HIV became such a came quickly to kill so many people, or so many people died, is because there was a reluctance on the part of authorities to move ahead, to do something about it. And that's the problem is that many of our leaders don't know what's going on, and in some cases, and in particular the case of HIV, there was some feeling that this was simply a gay disease, and then it stopped being a gay disease, and it began to spread to heterosexuals and those who were taking drugs intravenously.
Right.
And so it just got out of hand before they could do something about it.
The mystery of what was, how it was transmitted, and the social stigma of it being a part of a not very beloved group of people. I'm sure
that's exactly right.
Yeah. Dan Roberts, I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. We could probably do a whole hour of talking through this very ugly history, but thank you for sharing that with us this morning. Dan Roberts is the noted historian from Richmond. He does A Moment in Time. You hear him on the radio. And his book, Master American History in 1 Minute a Day, is out there now. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. See you,
Stay
John.
Safe.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.